You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
There have been many eyewitness accounts of what happened yesterday in Boston. The exhilaration suddenly turned to horror when the bombs went off at the finish line. We want you to hear this one. Dr. Chris Roop was one of the 17,584 runners who completed the race yesterday. He was one of the last, crossing the finish line about 30 seconds before the first bomb went off. Dr. Roop is a surgeon from Kansas who went directly from the joy of finishing the Boston Marathon to the adrenaline-fueled race to save lives of the injured at the scene.
After I crossed the finish line, about 30 seconds after, as I was catching my breath, I heard a very loud sound behind me. It sounded like a cannon or some sort of explosion, and then I saw smoke filtering out onto the street. I turned to go see if somebody needed help there, and then I heard a second blast, and at that point I ran away for a ways to make sure that I was going to be safe before I went back to see what I could do to help.
And your impulse to go back and see what you can do to help comes from the fact that you're a surgeon.
That's correct.
And, I mean, I saw some of the aerial shots. I can only imagine what you found there, but, you know, the images of Baghdad and places like Tel Aviv come to mind. What did you see?
I mean, it was awful. It was just mass chaos, but it was controlled chaos, and the police were there making sure that people didn't come to just gawk at the scene, and they were making sure that there was ambulances coming in and everything like that, and made sure that they cleared the way. So they directed me towards a medical tent in order to see if I could help there. So some of the horrific images you're seeing, I mean, all I could see was some fencing and clothing items and probably some body parts, or, you know, there was debris just everywhere when I went back to look at that. And then I went directly to see what I could do to help at a medical tent.
Who were you able to help, Dr. Rubin? Can you describe, without giving a name or anything?
Yeah, I mean, there was people with lower extremity injuries that I was able to help some, but most of the major trauma and major things were taken directly to the hospital from the scene. So there wasn't a whole lot that was brought to the medical tent to be helped with. And also, I think that, there was a lot of workers there in the medical tent that had no idea what was going on. And so, you know, I was able to talk with them and help fill them in on what the events were, and so they knew what they might encounter. So,
you know, as a doctor, you know what a marathon takes out of you, but at that moment after you finished, I'm sure you were exhausted, but then to be filled with adrenaline all of a sudden.
Yeah.
I mean, I can only imagine the devastation.
You're right. Your body just fills up with adrenaline, and you know, it wasn't until I was at the medical tent for a while that I started to realize that I felt like I had just run a marathon and was starting to get a little bit tired, but it was an awful scene. But it's great that there were so many people willing to help, and so many of the first responders taking wonderful care of the people. And at least I see on the news today that they're continuing to get great care. So,
and you're certainly one of the lucky ones.
Absolutely.
Are you doing okay though?
Yeah.
Sounds like you're this close to shock yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's just unbelievable what can happen. I was a charity runner in the race, and when they first announced the race, they said that the marathon had raised $11 million for charity with that marathon. And I think that, you know, a lot of that's going to be drowned out by this horrible tragedy. But there's obviously, for every bad person, there's hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of good people.
Well, Dr. Roop, thanks so much, and hope to speak to you again sometime.
You bet. Thanks.